Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
And you can also access this show, probably by next week or in a couple of days, at KXORadio.com.
Just keep hitting your F5 button and reloading the website until it pops up. Good morning, everybody. Hey, wait. Maria's community calendar has an item for Saturday morning.
Yes, there is with community calendar that I just found out yesterday. There's the Rip Cook-Off, the annual Rip Cook-Off in Hauteville. So I will be there bright and early.
So, like a talent guest appearance
and,
on KUVO.
And
let's
also,
talk about it.
And also, just to let everybody know that my boss, Mr. Michael Horn, our director of behavioral health, will be playing with his band, Los Outpatients. So it's several members from our department from behavioral health. That includes here.
We're going to kick
Scott
all the kids
Dudley.
Out of the sandbox in the swing.
Yeah.
We're going to be
Scott,
over there playing.
Scott Dudley and Adolfo Estrada will be there, and as well as, I think, maybe Dr. Camacho.
Yes, indeed.
And Rodolfo Aguayo, who is the HR interim director at the county, so there's going to be a lot
we
of people.
We were practicing last night using ribs for drumsticks so that we could eat and do our percussion at the same time, and it's looking pretty
and
good.
And it's just, you know.
It's a little.
It is. They've come a long way.
Windex on the drum kit. But
and hopefully Scott is dressed appropriately.
Sigh. Appropriate for rock and roll, okay? That's where we go.
Appropriate, but not, what can I say?
Outlandish.
Not outlandish, yeah,
okay.
Or weird.
Okay, so tomorrow, Carrot Festival, Hauteville, we'll see you there. Have fun, eat lots of ribs. They're good for you somehow. Good morning, welcome. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness. 337-8874 is the phone number. Our guest today is Esther Castillo. She's an MFT intern and a mental health counselor for Imperial County. She grew up as a substance abuse counselor for the county, and so she's got that one foot on each side background, you know, that kind of substance abuse stuff and the mental health stuff, and she's working in the lots of programs. But today we're going to focus on the Adult Mental Health Service Act, Adult Dual Diagnosis or Co-Occurring Disorder Program. Morning, Esther.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Maria. Good morning, Scott. How
Good
are
morning.
You guys doing?
Good.
Like Scott said, I do work for Dual Diagnosis Program, pretty much working under Mental Health Service Act. Pretty much it's been an interesting year. I've been there for 2 years with that program. It's been a very good program, working on the adult program, dual diagnosis. Pretty much, like Scott has said, the program we've worked started with drug and alcohol. It's my passion, drug and alcohol program. And what
I mean, not literally, like helping people
I mean,
your passion,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. We're helping the people working with the drug and alcohol program. What I really loved about that program is that we've helped the program with clients, having them get mental health services and seeking them or linking them to drug and alcohol groups, seeking a doctor, and getting them to do individual therapy. So it's been really, really interesting.
How for people who have like really serious mental health problems, how common is it, I guess, for people to, you know, use substances when they have that problem?
You know what? A lot of people will judge these clients and they'll think that they're using drugs because they like it, because they want to, and because they have nothing else to do. In reality,
but that's the perception.
That's the perception. In reality, what's happening is that they have a lot of other stuff going on, a lot of emotional issues, a lot of trauma, a lot of mental health issues, a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stuff they're covering up, a lot of emotional stuff that's going on, a lot of family issues. So a lot of stuff that they come in that they have nobody else that they've talked to about.
This is a program that, you know, behavioral health is trying to combat, you know, just reduce stigma the stigma of mental illness. And then you also put, you know, the alcohol and drug, which, you know, a lot of people, you know, think that, you know, people who are using drugs are mostly criminals or just, you know, just...
Exactly.
Slackers.
Slackers.
Yeah,
low-life.
So now you mix it up and you put it together.
Exactly. And in reality, a lot of them has been either because they're dealing with a lot of trauma, a lot of stuff that they have been exposed to, and their only way to deal with it, or the only way to kind of make it through life, is either use and cover it up. I call it a Band-Aid. they kind of, you know, drink alcohol or use drugs because they want to cover it up and they can focus and they don't want to deal with the flashbacks.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.